You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Thanks for all of your texts that have come through for Lost in the Wash, for Schauser Dog Washes. Fundraise at your footy club. Free installation for schauser.com.au. Schauser Dog Washes. You can raise money for your club. Couple of late ones. Dwayne, Geelong played some Irish song when Zach Tui kicked the goal. No one else had a song and it sounded ridiculous. That's from Mick. And another one here. Absolutely despise music after goals and so do most fans. Let the crowd create the atmosphere. Thank you for that. And one here, Dwayne, Lost in the Wash. How come no Essendon player was fined for instigating a melee? We addressed that in the opening hour and yesterday. And the Sicily scenario will get a mention, no doubt, again with Andrew Gaze and Andy Maher, who are coming your way live from the Crown Audio Hub after 3 o'clock. We're live at the Crown Audio Hub, kick off the season at Crown. Game on. Let's talk some NBL, five-time NBL champion and Melbourne United assistant coach David Barlow has been good enough to join us. Melbourne United beat Tassie in Game 1. Game 2 is on Friday night or Friday evening. And then Game 3. Sunday at about 5:30 in Melbourne, where I think it's almost a sellout right now. Dave, welcome to the program. Great to have you back on. Thanks for your time.
Hey, how you going? Thanks for having me.
It's what's been the focus for the last couple of days for you guys. I know your defensive side of your game's been a big aspect of it all season. What's been your focus the last couple of days?
A variety of things, I guess. First and foremost, recovering. Obviously each of these games is going to be super intense, super physical, so getting everyone's bodies right is a big time priority. And from that point, we're going to review, this will happen every game, but so game one's no different, review the game, see what we did well, see what we did poorly, consider adjustments, go through possible adjustments on the court, think about what they might, you know, what they might change, and prepare for that. So it's an interesting time. Obviously, a lot of good to come from that game one. A couple of things to tweak and work on, and also just trying to consider what they could possibly change. Yeah.
So what can change? You know each other extremely well at this end of the season. They know you. You know them. And yet, the way you played the other day, you kept them at arm's length the whole game. So what can they change?
A million different things. I guess they might try to get different people more involved. Guys that were quiet, that they probably, you know, get a few more touches, maybe a little bit more aggressive on certain actions, maybe defensively, maybe a little bit more pressure up the court, a little bit less pressure up the court. Focus on certain sets. Try to isolate some of our guys defensively. They'll have an understanding, I guess, of how we've defended certain actions, and maybe they'll think of ways to counter that. It's just it becomes a big time chess match, and it's quite complicated. And there's a lot of unknown. You just kind of have to try and prepare for all possible scenarios, and that's essentially what we're doing now.
How much does it become an in game chess match as well? You have to change on the run.
Sorry, say that again.
How much does it become an in game chess match where you have to change on the run?
Yeah, that'll occur as well. I mean, we'll have, I guess, what we believe they're going to do, and we'll have a plan on how we want to do things. And if all is going well, I think not a whole lot will change. But on the fly, if they throw out a set or or a defensive philosophy that we haven't seen yet, we'll definitely have to make adjustments on the fly. Or if they're just they're too good for something that we have planned, again, we'll have to change it up as well. But we'll have those options in our back pocket, and ideally, you know, we'll all be, you know, on the same page and able to execute a variety of offensive sets, spacing, movement patterns, as well as defensive kind of systems that we're able to access readily, you know, if things aren't going our way. But that's all part of it, and really good teams can do that, and hopefully we're well enough prepared.
And free throws, you've been a bit down in the free throw department. Have you addressed it, or is it one of those things that will click if you just sort of have faith?
I don't think faith is going to do all that much in that regard. A mental state may play a part. Reps, I think, is a big one. There's not a whole lot you can say. I think, the amount of reps that players get, their confidence going into it, and probably not harping on it too much, I think, is our best bet in that regard. But getting to the final is always a good thing. So the more we're there, the happier we are. And then hopefully the work that the players have put in over their careers and over the course of the season will put us in good stead come game time.
And the crowd's going to give it to you. You ready to protect Dean for the little island comment? You ready to go with protection mode?
Yeah, for sure. Always ready for that. Obviously been in a few hostile environments throughout my career, and definitely expecting Tassie to do what they're expected to do, be loud and everything like that. Definitely always ready to protect everybody on our team, including Dino, all the players, everybody. For sure.
Hostile can be fun. Dave, we'll all be watching. Can't wait. And I might even see you late Sunday afternoon for Game 3. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
David Barlow, five-time NBL champion, Melbourne United assistant coach, joining us in the middle of a session. Great to have your company on, Dwayne. It's been fantastic to have so many of your calls coming through on that open line brought to us by Werribee Kia. I appreciate how many people have sent through texts as well. Werribee Kia, David, Janan, Aid, Jim and the whole team, they'd love to see you. Drop down, tell them we sent you, or drop down here live at the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season at Crown. Game on. Back to wrap it all up straight after the break.